The acronym NOAASH stands for No Alternative Source of Heat. A NOAASH waiver is meant to protect people who burn wood, pellets, or coal from getting a notice of violation during a pollution alert. It exempts them from punishment for polluting because they have met certain criteria. Stephen Hoke is a program specialist at the Department of Environmental Conservation in Fairbanks. He says the new application process is being loaded up on the Division of Air Quality's website this week.
They should be posted online already. The announcements will be made shortly. They're going to put Facebook posts.
Applicants have to demonstrate that they need to heat their homes with a solid fuel device like a wood, coal, or pellet stove. A few actually have nothing else in the dwelling, no oil or gas backup heater. But most of the people who apply for the waiver do it to save money, because historically, it has been cheaper to burn wood than oil. Earlier this year, oil prices crashed. For some, that means it might be cheaper to burn oil this winter than wood or coal. But Hoke says it's different for every applicant.
There are plenty of people that burn because they like burning, you know, and then there's other people that don't have the option for one reason or another. And with the pandemic also affecting the amount people can work, even with the drop in oil prices, I can't even venture to guess what that'll do as far as the amount of waiver applications you get.
Hoke says about 40 households had waivers last year and all expired as of April 1st because the state is going into the new Sirius SIP, the State Implementation Plan. So there are some changes this year.
There's now a requirement to check into the borough's changeout program. And then there's a form to accompany that showing that you've checked into it and it needs to be filled out by the borough and then turned into the state with your application.
An applicant does not have to participate in the Fairbanks North Star Borough's wood stove changeout program, but they must show they got the information about getting a free EPA-compliant wood stove. And this year, an applicant has to show their stove is properly installed to manufacturer and federal guidelines and that the chimney has been swept out.
Documentation of the last chimney sweep is going to be required. A verification of proper installation is another new thing that's going on, something that needs to be done by a professional who's certified either through National Fire Institute or the National Chimney Sweep Association.
With the new requirements, the division is releasing applications now to process them before winter. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.